And the type of bonding that Werner formulated for these complexes then was where the transition metal was a cation, and the ligands then were going to be coordinated to the cobalt through these things we're calling coordinate covalent bonds. And the result then, this is the molecular species sitting inside the square bracket. It's going to operate as a discrete entity when we put it into solution. And it's got quite a different character to the ones, this one here, the cobalt hexaamine complex, to the one where we've got a pentaamine chloro complex. The term ligand was coined from Latin ligare, to bind, so we're talking now about the things that are binding directly to the transition metal. In last week's lectures I mentioned about Lewis acids and Lewis bases. So the Lewis base then has an available electron pair and it binds to a Lewis acid. That's exactly what we're seeing here. We're seeing electron deficient transition metals. They've got these available 3D orbitals that we can put electrons into. Then around them we have got these ligands. The NH3 here with two electrons is able to donate them to the metal and create a covalent bond. The idea in the transition metal chemistry at the start, you've got to get used to how to name these things, and B, you've got to get used to what these things look like. Now, in this case, the transition metal sitting at the centre, you can see there's a coordinate covalent bond between each of the ligands and the metal, and it creates an octahedral geometry around that transition metal centre. So we need to know the names for these sort of geometries, and you'll be able to draw them quite soon as well after we get some practice in that. So they're called coordination complexes then because the ligands are coordinated to the metal.